This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Friday, the 21st of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities were mostly lower today. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq declined 0.9 and 0.7% respectively. In Europe, the stocks Europe 600 was unchanged, while Switzerland's SMI edged 10 bips lower. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 fell 30 basis points, while China's Shanghai Composite was unchanged. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.17 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.8 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.69%, down 1 basis point. Brent crude is down 0.7% at $93 a barrel, while gold is up 1% at $4,560 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now, let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Turning to today's main topic, the US Treasury's bond market intervention this week has so far had a relatively short-lived effect on long-term borrowing costs. After an initial fall in yields, long-dated government bonds resumed their sell-off, with the yield on the 30-year Treasury climbing back to around 5.25%. That's about 5 basis points below its intra-week high. Meanwhile, the DXY dollar index is down almost 1% this week, while gold prices have risen more than 4.3% to $4,560 an ounce. Investors remain sensitive to the structural forces driving yields higher, including large fiscal deficits, elevated energy prices, and strong AI-related capital demand. The continued upward pressure on yields suggests these concerns are currently outweighing policymakers' efforts to contain long-term borrowing costs. At the same time, we wouldn't dismiss the potential impact of further Treasury actions, particularly as policymakers have now signaled a greater willingness to intervene if market conditions deteriorate. For investors, one implication is to remain focused on short and medium duration bonds. Volatility at the long end of the curve reinforces our preference for short and intermediate maturity fixed income. We think yields in these areas are attractive, while long-end bonds are likely to remain volatile until inflation and growth show clearer signs of moderating or fiscal concerns are meaningfully addressed. It remains to be seen how successful policymakers will be in capping long-term yields, but we think structural forces are still likely to keep term premium elevated in the near term. There may also be more room for gold to run. Gold prices have extended their monthly advance to 13% as more investors seek alternatives to both duration risk and dollar exposure. Historically, concerns about debt sustainability and currency weakness have tended to support precious metals. While higher oil prices could keep rate expectations elevated in the near term, we think rising debt burdens and uncertainty over how governments will finance them should support gold. We expect the price to climb to $5,400 an ounce over the next 12 months. Dollar weakness could also cushion risk assets. The intervention in the Treasury market has contributed to dollar weakness, likely reflecting a combination of fiscal concerns, profit-taking on long dollar positions, and uncertainty about what further Treasury actions could mean for markets. Looking ahead, the dollar appears vulnerable to additional weakness as the window for Federal Reserve rate hikes narrows and concerns about US debt sustainability weigh on the currency. The potential for greater currency volatility means investors should review their strategic currency allocations and ensure they're well aligned with their personal situations. Equities, meanwhile, remain on an upward trajectory. Higher yields are typically a headwind for equities. However, a softer dollar could offset some of that pressure by easing financial conditions, supporting global liquidity, and boosting overseas earnings for US multinationals. The substantial AI infrastructure build-out may put pressure on bond markets through higher capital demand, but it could also support equity earnings expectations as these data center investments are monetized. We therefore don't currently see bond market turbulence as a reason to reduce equity market exposure. It does, however, reinforce the case for diversified equity exposure across sectors and regions, with a balance of cyclical, technology, and defensive stocks. Turning now to another development that caught our attention, Eurozone business activity expanded at its fastest rate since November during August, according to the preliminary Purchasing Managers Index survey from S&P Global. The composite output index rose to 52.1 from 52 in July, exceeding the consensus forecast of 51.7. Readings above 50 indicate expansion. Manufacturing led the improvement, with the factory index reaching a more than four-year high of 52.8, while output growth was the strongest in 54 months. Services activity was unchanged at 51.7. New orders rose at their fastest pace in 40 months, while export orders, including trade within the Eurozone, increased for the first time since February 2022. Employment also rose for the first time this year. Meanwhile, inflation in both input costs and output prices eased. In our view, the data add to the evidence that the Eurozone's cyclical recovery is gaining traction, particularly in manufacturing. Easing price pressures should also help limit the extent of European Central Bank tightening. We continue to expect one further 25 basis point rate increase before a pause, rather than an extended hiking cycle. Stronger orders, renewed hiring, and recovering exports should support corporate revenues and earnings. At the same time, investment in AI, defense, electrification, and reshoring can broaden growth across markets and sectors. Recent earnings results have already shown encouraging momentum, and we see opportunities in European industrials, banks, and consumer discretionary companies that can benefit from improving activity. We also favour exposure to structural growth trends and have upgraded the European information technology sector to attractive following improved valuations. Looking ahead to the 24th of August, the focus will be on Singapore's July inflation data. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.